敬拜，在我们的耶和华面前跪下，因为他是我们的神，我们是他草场的羊，是他手下的民。唯愿你们今天听他的话，你们不可硬着心，像当日在米利巴，就是在旷野的玛撒，那时你们的祖宗试我、探我，并且观看我的作为。40年之久，我厌烦那世代，说这是心里迷糊的百姓，竟不晓得我的作为。所以我在怒中起誓，说他们断不可进入我的安息。这是今天正道的经文。
Well, good morning, everyone.
大家早。
It's great to be here this morning.
很高兴今天在当中，在大家当中正道。
Thank you for each one who has been involved in our service this morning.
很谢谢你们今天在我们崇拜里面能够扮演帮助的一个弟兄姐妹。
I've been a little busy as Pastor Callum's away.
那我有点忙碌，因为在 Pastor Callum 他不在我们当中。
But it's been a good busy.
但是一个很好的一个忙碌。
Our sermon is entitled Grateful for a Gracious God.
那我们今天正道的经文的主题叫做我们要感谢神，荣耀的神。
Jolene was only 8 years old when she lived with her family in the country with her parents.
那 Jolene 呢，她那时候跟她父母亲住她的国家里边，她只有八岁。
Consequently, they did not have many visitors from the city.
那他们住的国家那个地方是一个乡下，所以他们没有从城里来的人来拜访他们。
One day, Jolene's mother said that Father was going to bring home 2 guests for Thanksgiving.
那有一天，九令他的父亲就跟他说：“爸爸今天要带两个人从里面进来的人来参加我们的那个感恩节的晚餐。”
After they enjoyed the turkey, Jolene went to the kitchen to help her mother.
那他们吃完火鸡以后呢，九令到厨房里帮助他妈妈。
And proudly brought in the first piece of pumpkin pie and gave it to the father.
所以他很感觉很骄傲的，他在厨房里面拿出一个南瓜派拿给他爸爸。
The father then passed the plate to one of the guests.
那他的爸爸就把这个南瓜派呢，就拿给那个客人。
When Jolene came in with the second piece of pumpkin pie, she gave it to the father.
那九令从厨房里面再拿出第二块南瓜派的时候，给他爸爸，他爸爸把这南瓜派拿给第二个客人。
And then he went and gave it to the other guest.
那他爸爸又把他再拿给第二个客人。
This was too much for little Jolene.
对九令讲，这太多了，怎么会这样子？
She then blurted out, it's no use, Daddy.
然后大声地叫说，爸爸，这没有用的。
The pieces are all the same size.
因为每个南瓜派都一样大小。
Indeed, we give thanks for all the people in our lives.
没错，我们的确为我们生命中的每一个人，我们都感谢神。
No matter how naive they may be.
或许他们是多么的天真无邪。
We are thankful for family and friends.
我们都为我们身边周遭的朋友跟家人的感谢神。
We are thankful for food.
我们为我们的食物的感谢神。
No matter the size of the pie.
不管我们拿到的南瓜派是多大多小。
In our text in Psalm 95, we are thankful to God for our lives.
在我们刚读的经文诗篇95篇里面讲到说，我们为我们的生命的感谢神。
God, who is our Lord and our Maker.
上帝是我们的主，他是我们的创造主。
Gave us our lives and also our eternal life.
他给我们生命，给我们一个永恒的生命。
So we thank God for our physical lives.
所以我们感谢神，因为我们这个肉体看得到了生命。
I'd like to share with you a quote, but I need to give some background.
我想跟大家分享一个东西，可是我必须要给大家一点点背景的介绍。
Quite recently, for over nine years, I was involved helping the elderly and disabled.
那在过去将近有9年多的时间，我呢参与一些事工，是帮助一些老年人和那些肢体残障的人。
I couldn't make it to 10 years because I'm quite busy here at the church and I'm also very busy with my family.
我没有办法进行第十年，因为我在教会里面的施工和我家人我们都很忙碌。
I was with the Handy Dart service, so we had many wheelchair clients.
那我是在 Handy Dart 这个公司服务，他们是做一些帮助肢体残障的人或是一些行动不便的人的。我跟他们一起做事，然后他们很多人会坐了轮椅。
Many customers were on dialysis, which helps take over some of the functions of healthy kidneys.
那里面有很多的客人，我看到他们都是在带一个洗肾的一个，他们是要洗肾的。
This allows the body to continue working even during end-stage kidney failure.
那洗肾能够帮助他们在甚至是在洗 他们肾衰竭的最后阶段的时候，他们能够他们肾能够仍然继续健康的工作着。
Diabetes can cause circulation problems, for example, circulatory disease.
那diabetes 哦，糖尿病能够让他们造成一个循环的问题。
So I would always be grateful working at this job.
所以我觉得当我在跟他们做这事情的时候呢，跟他们工作的时候，我常觉得很感恩。
These would be super long days for these dialysis patients going to the hospital.
那对那些牺牲的病患呢，他们到医院里面去，这是一天是一个很忙碌的很长的一天。
Sometimes I would be so humbled because they would have to have their legs amputated because of their circulation.
那有时我觉得很感恩，是因为有时候他们因为他们的循环的问题，有时候他们需要截肢。
So I would see them with their legs in one instance, and then a few months later.Their legs would be amputated.
所以说我今天可能看到他的两脚很健全，但是几个月之后呢，我看到他的已经被截肢了。
One patient took her life and committed suicide because everything was so unbearable.
那有一个人呢，他结束了自己的生命，因为这些都没有办法让他忍受。
Because she was in a wheelchair and she had no legs.
因为他坐在轮椅上面，他没有脚。
Here's my quote. Someone once said this.
那这是我要跟你们分享的，有人这么说。
Get on your knees and thank God you're on your feet.
你要跪下来感谢神，你有你的双脚。
We thank God for our lives and our health and our well-being.
我们感谢神，因为我们的生命，因为我们的健康和我们的福祉。
We also thank God for our eternal lives.
我们也感谢神，因为我们永恒的生命。
We are born again, as it says in John chapter 3. We have received salvation.
因为在约翰三书里面讲到说，我们是重生的人，我们得到了个救赎。
Our text in Psalm 95 says, "Shout aloud to the Rock of our salvation."
诗篇九十五篇讲到说，向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。
This is an expression of worship, singing a joyful shout to God.
这是一个我们一个表达我们敬拜的一个方法，我们叫欢呼歌唱。
This stems from our belief in God that God gave us life.
这是源于我们的信仰，因为神给我们的生命。
He gave us an abundant life in John 10:10, and He gives us eternal life.
他给我们在约翰福音十章十节讲到说，他给我们丰盛的生命，给我们永恒的生命。
Have you put your faith and trust in God and received this hope?
那你有没有把你的信心放在神身上，然后得到这个盼望呢？
Have you received salvation, a new life in God?
你有没有从神那里得到你的一个救赎，得到你的新生活呢？
What then are you doing with gratefulness?
那你的感恩，你做了什么事情呢？
I believe thankfulness cancels out complaints.
我相信我们的感恩能够取消所有的埋怨。
Thankfulness cancels out our murmurings and our whining.
那这些能够感恩的，能够取消了我们全部的抱怨。
This is so because we have joy in the Lord.
因为我们在神里面，我们有喜乐。
We won't go as far as the evil hearts of unbelief in our text.
我们没有办法走得很远的，如果我们不信这个邪恶的心在我们心里面的话。
But complaining is a concern for Christians and non-Christians.
但是埋怨是所有基督徒和非基督徒的人他们所关心的一个议题。
Philippians 2 says, "Do everything without grumbling or arguing."
在腓立比书二章讲到说，凡所行的都不要发怨言、起争论。
So that you may become blameless and pure.
所以你便可以无可指责。
Children of God without fault.
诚实无伪。
In a warped and crooked generation.
在这个弯曲被谬的时代。
Sometimes we do need to voice our concerns.
有时候我们必须要我们能够把我们的关心的事情讲出来。
Sometimes we do need to be realistic.
有时候我们必须要比很实际。
But I'm talking about constant grumbling and complaining and whining.
但是我讲的是说一个持续的很无止境的一直抱怨或者是埋怨。
So speaking of my former job, I have a poem I'd like to recite to you. It's called "Forgive Me When I Whine."
那讲到我刚刚讲到说我之前的工作，我有一个诗想要跟大家分享，讲到说埋怨。
It goes like this: Today upon a bus, I saw a lovely maid with golden hair.
他讲这么说的，说今天在个车在公车上面呢，我看到一个很漂亮的女生，她有黄金的头发。
I envied her. She seemed so happy, and how I wished.I were so fair.
我很嫉妒她，她看起来那么快乐，我希望我能够像她一样。
When suddenly she rose to leave, I saw her hobble down the aisle.
那突然之间，她站起来要起身，她要离开了。我看她步履蹒跚的，走下了一个 左岸走道上。
She had one foot and wore a crutch, but as she passed, a smile.
她有一只脚，然后另外一脚拿着拐杖，然后当她走的时候，她经过的时候，她给我一个微笑。
Oh God, forgive me when I whine. I have two feet. The world is mine.
主耶稣啊，求你原谅我。当我埋怨的时候，我有两条腿，这个世界是我的。
And when I stopped to buy some sweets, the lad who served me had such charm.
啊，当我停在一个店里面去买一些甜点的时候呢，帮我的那个人呢，他是这么有魅力。
He seemed to radiate good cheer. His manner was so kind and warm.
感觉上他身上散发了一些很快乐的一个感觉。他是礼节是这么的温暖，让我觉得很温暖很友善。
I said, "It's nice to deal with you. Such courtesy I seldom find." He turned and said,
我跟他说很高兴能够跟你买东西。我从很少看到有人这么样的有礼貌的。
Oh, thank you, sir. And then I saw that he was blind.
他跟我说谢谢你。然后我看到他是瞎子。
Oh God, forgive me when I whine. I have two eyes. The world is mine.
哦，主啊，求你原谅我。当我埋怨的时候，我有两个眼睛，这世界是我的。
Then, when walking down the street, I saw a child with eyes of blue.
那当我走到街道的时候，我看到一个小孩子，他们一个蓝色的眼睛。
He stood and watched the others play. It seemed he knew not what to do.
他在那边看别人在玩耍，他好像不知道做什么事情。
I stopped for a moment, then I said, "Why don't you join the others, dear?"
我停下来，我跟他说，哎，你为什么不参加他们呢？
He looked ahead without a word, and then I knew he could not hear.
他往前看，他没有说任何话，那我知道说他听不见。
Oh God, forgive me when I whine. I have two ears. The world is mine.
主啊，求你原谅我，当我埋怨的时候，我有两个耳朵，这世界是我的。
With feet to take me where I go, with eyes to see the sunset's glow.
我有脚能够带我去想要去的地方，我眼睛可以看到太阳的一个闪亮。
With ears to hear what I know,
我有耳朵可以听到我想知道的。
I am blessed indeed, the world is mine.
我的确是有被祝福的，这世界是我的。
Oh God, forgive me when I whine.
神啊，求你原谅我，当我埋怨的时候。
What about our response with our eternal lives?
那我们对我永生，我们的回应是什么呢？
We cannot be content.With complacency in our lives.
我们没有办法用自满来觉得很满足。
The highlight of my summer and probably my whole year was attending the New Beginnings camp.
那我这个暑假的亮点，最大的亮点呢，高潮就是参加菲律宾团契。
I was asked to be the speaker at this camp.
那在这营会里面，我被邀请去讲道。
And many people gave recommitments to God as I invited them to.Invite Christ into their lives.
那在那个营会里面，我邀请他们很多人再一次委身到神面前。
I commend those who made a recommitment to God.
我赞扬那些他们再一次委身到神面前的弟兄姐妹。
I commend those who make decisions for God.
我赞扬那些人他们对神的委身。
We need to grab hold of our faith, and we need to be baptized as we witness baptism.
我们必须要紧紧抓住我们的信心，就好像我们看到了他们受洗的。
I commend those who got baptized today.
我赞扬那些今天受洗的弟兄姐妹。
Perhaps we need to make a decision for God today.
今天我们可能在神面前，我们要做个决定。
This is my prayer that we wouldn't be complacent in our lives.
这是我的祷告，我们在我们生命里面，我们不能够自满。
Go and make disciples, it says in God's word.
圣经里面讲到说，去使万人做我的门徒。
The message is clear this Thanksgiving Sunday.
在这个感恩节主日，这个讯息是很清楚的。
Yes, we thank God for our family and our friends.
是的，我们为神谢谢我们的家人，我们的朋友。
But ultimately, we thank God for our lives, our health, and our well-being.
但是最终，我们还感谢神，我们的生命、我们的健康和我们的福祉。
The world is ours. We have our health.
这世界是我们的，因为我们有健康。
When I spoke 3 weeks ago, I talked about how God saved my life.After getting hit by a car.
那在三个星期前，我讲到说，神如何在我一个汽车的我一个车祸的里面，他拯救了我。
My thigh bone was broken. I was knocked unconscious, and I flipped over the car.
我的大腿骨都已经碎了，然后我昏迷不醒，然后我从一个车上飞过去。
I could have easily had brain damage. My head had hit the concrete.
因为我如果说我很容易可能就会脑震荡，因为我的头如果撞到那个水泥地的话。
But God said, "I'm going to use this 10-year-old kid."
但是神说我要用这个使用这个十岁的小男孩。
This kid may have some potential.
这个男孩子可能有点潜力。
God will use you as well.
神也会使用你。
and bless others through your life.
那能用你来祝福其他的人。
And lastly, we thank God for our eternal lives.
最后，我们感谢神，因为我们永生。
We thank God for our spiritual rebirth.
我们感谢神，因为我们能够在圣，我们的能够属灵的重生。
We thank God for our glorious inheritance and our salvation through the wonderful cross.
我们感谢神，因为透过十字架，我们能够荣耀继承天上的产业。
The road is ours. We have salvation.
那这个世界是我们的，因为我们有救赎的救恩。
I wear a cross not only to help me remember, but to help me be grateful.
那我身上带了一个十字架，并不是要帮助我，不只帮助我记忆，而且我要告诉我自己要学会感恩。
Even though we are so small, Almighty God took our sin on the cross.
虽然是我们是这么的渺小，但是我们伟大的神，他把我们的罪取代了我们的罪，为我们钉在十字架上。
And Jesus died for us.
耶稣他为我们而死。
So now we can know Him and one day be with Him.In heaven.
所以我们可以认识他，有一天在天上，我们与他同坐。
Let's continue to worship God in song.
接着我们用我们回应诗歌继续来敬拜神。
So amen to our message today that we are so thankful to God.
所以感谢神，我们对他，我们非常感谢我们的主。
So thank you, Verona, and for Eleanor.
谢谢我们 Eleanor 和 Verona。
Let's all rise and sing this song for the beauty of the earth. If you'd like to use your hymnal, it's number